Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah goes slightly sidetracked and tells us that v'chein, and similarly, Mish Yotzim Yerushalayim, somebody who left Yerushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh brodo b'sar kodesh, and he realizes that he has in his hand, he took out of Yerushalayim, korban meat. When it comes to korbanos, there are two main categories, kodshei kodshim and kodshim kalim. Kodshei kodshim have to be eaten within the Beis HaMikdash, whereas kodshim kalim have to be eaten within Yerushalayim. So if he mistakenly took out kodshim kalim from Yerushalayim, the halacha is that it has to be burnt. He can't eat it anymore. The question is, where does he need to burn it? Because it's learned from Pesukim that in general one needs to burn it also within the walls of Yerushalayim. Just like you could only eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim, so too when it comes to burning it, that has to be done within Yerushalayim. However, if he, let's say he's returned home already, if he's ages away from Yerushalayim, then he is certainly not obligated to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. So how far away does he need to be from Yerushalayim not to have to go back and burn it inside of Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says, Ovar Tzofim, if he's already past the place called Tzofim, Har Tzofim, that's really the furthest place where you can see the Beis HaMikdash, so from Mekomo, then he can burn it in his place where he is there. V'imla, but if not, if he's still within from Har Tzofim, he's nearer than that to the Beis HaMikdash, then Chayzer is Tzofim in Abira. He needs to go back and burn it, literally in front of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, Mi'atzia Ma'aracha, from the wood which is on the Mizbeach surface. The point is, you need to burn it within Yerushalayim, and since you're burning it because it became invalid, it left a designated place, you're allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach itself. You could use your own wood and burn it elsewhere, as long as it's within Yerushalayim. But if you don't want to get wood yourself, then you would use the Mizbeach's wood on the Mizbeach. Asks the Mishnah about Kamahin Chayzrin. After how much chometz does there need to be to require one to go back to his house to destroy the chometz? Or in the case of our Mishnah, how much of the korban meat does he need to have in his hand to necessitate him to go back and burn it within Yerushalayim? Rabbi Meir says there was a bekabetza, both in this case and this case, both the chometz case and the korban case, the minimum amount is bekabetza the size of an egg. Rabbi Huda Meir says there was a bekazayas. In both cases, the minimum amount of food there needs to be is the size of an olive, which is less than the size of an egg. There's different amounts which generally have halachic significance. When it comes to the korbanos, so then the minimum amount is a kazayas, the size of an olive. The halachas of taking carbon meat outside of Yerushalayim are very severe. But when it comes to going back for the chometz, you only need to go back if there is at least the size of an egg of the chometz. Because remember, the whole requirement to go back and destroy it physically is only midrabanon. So he only needs to do so if there is at least a kibitza of food in his house.